This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey, you're listening to Day by Day Fleetwood Mac, day number 16, about their 16th studio album called Time. Came out in October of 1995. So Stevie Nicks has left the band, and she's been replaced by Becca Bramlett, the daughter of Delaney and Bonnie, a reasonably famous duo from, I think, the late 60s into the 70s. What I remember about Becca Bramlett is, if I remember correctly, early on in the success of Warrant, she was dating Janie Lane before Janie Lane hooked up with Bobby Brown after the Cherry Pie video. So this would be after that when she joined Fleetwood Mac. Also, our buddy Rick Vito is out of the band, and he's been replaced by former Traffic guitar player Dave Mason. It seems that not only did Stevie leave, but Christine McVie tried to leave or to not participate in this sham of an album. But Warner Brothers, I don't know if Warner Brothers was able to legally force her to participate. But the five songs that Christine has on the album, she recorded separately from the rest of the band. And the guitar player on Christine's songs is session musician Michael Thompson. So I guess within a year of this album coming out, you know, this lineup of the band completely splintered. It was a complete failure. And it's pretty interesting that, you know, it's actually less than 2 years after this album came out, Lindsay and Stevie were back in the band, and they did a live performance that was released as an album called The Dance. And that was the big Fleetwood Mac comeback. And they did a huge tour after that. And I saw them on that tour. And so that was not long after this. All right, let's see if we can make our way through this thing. The album Time opens with a song called Talking to My Heart, written by Billy Burnett, Deborah Allen, and Rafe Van Hoy. As soon as this kicks in, it's garbage. Immediate garbage. Garbage production, just generic and sad, and almost 5 minutes long. Honestly, what was anyone expecting when they put this album on, except to hear this? Second song on the album by Christine McVie and her husband Eddie, called Hollywood, parentheses, Some Other Kind of Town. This song is almost 6 minutes long, and I pointed out on the previous episode that Lindsey Buckingham, with his very unique style of guitar playing, has been replaced with very generic fucking blues licks. And it's just an atrocity to hear the guitar accents and solos in these songs. This song probably had some potential, but the production definitely ruins it. Love days, endless nights, starting to make me crazy. Third song on the album, a boring, pointless, shitty rock tune from Dave Mason. What this has to do with Fleetwood Mac, I have no idea. It sounds like the Fabulous Thunderbirds. Fourth song on the album, a song called Winds of Change, written by Kit Hain, whoever the fuck that is. So this is Becca Bramlett trying to do Stevie. And holy shit, I mentioned on the previous episode that some of the songs sound like you just flipped on a Christian rock radio station and you're just hearing like an impersonation of a band. And that's what this song is. Like, it's on par with, like, artistically, this is on par with elevator music. It just sucks in every way, even the vocals. Fifth song on the album by Christine and her husband called I Do. This sounds like Christine McVie writing the theme song for a canceled 90s sitcom. This isn't bad, per se, but it just seems robotic and so formulaic and forced. Sixth song on the album, Nothing Without You. This is a cover of a song by Becca Bramlett's dad from 1975. What I really have to say here is I don't like Becca's voice. I don't like her style of singing. I don't like the inflections. I just don't like it. And again, what the fuck does Becca Bramlett covering a song by her dad from 1975, the year that the self-titled Fleetwood Mac album, the first time with Lindsay and Stevie, came out. What the fuck does that have to do with Fleetwood Mac 20 years later? And how the fuck is this called Fleetwood Mac anyways? Seventh song on the album by Becca Bramlett and Billy Burnett called Dreamin' the Dream. Alright, so here we have Billy and Becca trying to do Lindsay and Stevie. This album is a ludicrous concoction. I mean, what were they even thinking? I guess they were just thinking, we can just slap the name Fleetwood Mac on here and see how many we sell before people figure this shit out.
It's a place that I visit most every night. And I see your face.
Hello, Pantheon Podcast listeners. Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has three pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out, because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with two devices at once. New quick charge function, three customizable sound styles plus awareness mode, available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So, what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
All right, I guess we're flipping the record over. I'm sure this was never even released on vinyl, but I'm sure there's a cassette, and I guess this is probably the first song on side two, called Sooner or Later by Christine and her husband. Another almost 6 minute song. What is the point? This is so long and boring and pointless.
Maybe it's the season, the season of the year, defying all my reason, I just want you to be here, I want you to be here.
Second song on side two, a song written by Dave Mason with Frank Previtt and Tom Fuller called I Wonder Why. Another confusing song from Dave Mason. The fucking stock blues guitar licks. It's just insulting. This is just such a faceless, bland, paint-by-numbers kind of song. You can't just slap the name Fleetwood Mac on this kind of generic nonsense. Third song on side two, written by Christine and her husband, called Nights in Estoril. So Estoril is, I guess, a town in Portugal? Holy shit, this is badly produced. This is like an impersonation of a song. Is this AI? Did they have AI back in 95? Thank you. Fourth song on side two, I Got It In For You, written by Billy Burnett. A rockabilly atrocity. Heinous. Insanely bad.
I've been your shadow. I'm on your heels both night and day. Baby, I'm getting warmer. I'm getting closer, inches away. I've been watching every move you make. And I got feelings overdue. Oh,
up next, a song by Christine and her husband called All Over Again. Terribly produced ballad from Christine with a terrible chorus. A ballad is supposed to be sad, but this is sad in the way a song is not supposed to be sad. This is just sad. Last song on the album. Here we go. 7 minutes long, called These Strange Times, written by Mick Fleetwood and Ray Kennedy. So this is a 7 minute instrumental with Mick Fleetwood talking over it. Spoken word bullshit. Completely insane. This album should be erased from existence. It really is an embarrassment. It's a ridiculous attempt to keep this thing going without Lindsay and Stevie. It's truly pathetic, and they cap it all off with 7 minutes of this ridiculous nonsense. It's crazy. All right, we made it through Time by, in quotations, a Fleetwood Mac. There's one more album, one more studio album that was released under the moniker Fleetwood Mac. You know, after this, they did the dance. They were back together, the 1975 lineup. By the time they make the next album, Christine has exited the band. Although she would return, there'd be at least one more tour before they kicked Lindsay out of the band, which I got to see that last tour with the 75 lineup as well, and it was great. But we will talk about the last full-length studio album released under the name Fleetwood Mac, called Say You Will, tomorrow.
These strange times, I look in my heart and see the dark, not the light. And how I'm sad and wished I was in love. And I look to the sky and cry out, God is nowhere. God is nowhere. God is nowhere. God is nowhere. And this is hell, being caught between the dark and the light.
God is not here. God is not here.
things that make me wonder if to walk a thin line is like dying alone. And I'm trying to find my way home to where God is now here and the dark is now light. Yes, and I'm crying out, God is now here, God is now here, and that was hell being caught between the dark and the light.
Day by day, day by day, chance you gotta take, price you gotta pay. Day by day, 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 day by day.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.